So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you this happy holiday season. And this is our Christmas special for the year 2016. Taking a break from the Off the Beaten Path series to come to you this week with the Christmas show. And exactly 1 week from now, the New Year's show. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, and I really haven't planned this out. So I'm going to kind of play this off the cuff, maybe bring in some old things from last year and stuff that was kind of funny, dealing with producer George and all that. But one thing I want to talk about, start out right now, is the whole thing about the Christmas season. And it is the Christmas season. It is not a holiday season. It is not Happy Holidays. Now, years and years ago, Happy Holidays meant Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's what Happy Holidays meant. Today, with all this multicultural crap, we have Merry Christmas, Happy Chanukah, which I guess is pronounced Hanukkah, and Happy Eid, which is the Muslim Christmas stamp. Remember that? E-I-D, which should be I-E-D. So we have all these different things that are thrown down our throats at this time of year, and everybody is so politically correct that no one wants to say Merry Christmas anymore. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. I make a special point to say Merry Christmas, especially if someone says Happy Holidays to me. Now, in the past couple of days, I've stopped in at a couple of different businesses, and I've intertwined with folks when they said, Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. And I said, Merry Christmas. And this was at one of those big box stores. I'm not going to give the name. It's kind of orange, and it's, you know, this home place, and it's set up like a depot. But apparently, they're not allowed to say Merry Christmas, because that's not politically correct. And she said, Happy Holidays. And I looked at her and I said, Merry Christmas. And she said, well, we're not allowed to say Merry Christmas, but since you brought it up, now I can say it. You have a very Merry Christmas, too. And, you know, I thought, you know, that sucks. It does. This is horrible that you just cannot say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays. And on the slight chance that someone says Merry Christmas back, then you can roll on the bandwagon and say Merry Christmas again? That's stupid. And then a couple days later, I was somewhere else. And the woman said, Happy Holidays. And I said, Merry Christmas. And she looked at me, and she said, Merry Christmas. And almost apologetically, she said, "We're not allowed to say happy holidays." I said, "You know what? That's because it's politically correct." And, you know, looking at me, because I'm wearing this t-shirt now, mind you, it has this cat with this huge explosion in the background. And this cat is, like, walking away from this big explosion and the snow. And there's this train blowing up in the background. It's just, it's a really sick shirt. And I said, obviously, I'm not politically correct. So you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And she looked at me and she said, "Sir, you have a Merry Christmas too." And, you know, it's a shame, folks, that that's what it takes for these people, because their businesses demand that you be politically correct with all this crap. And you cannot say Merry Christmas. You got to say Happy Holidays, because someone might be offended. And that's exactly how I want to open this show. Because that's what I was thinking about. I was going to put up last year's show with an update and all that, but no. I'm going to do this right here and now with this current political crap about being offended by someone saying Merry Christmas. Because some piece of trash left a note in a restaurant that they were offended because the restaurateur was playing Christmas carols. George, pull this up so I can find this. You got it? Okay, feed me the link. George, feed me the link. Thank you. So here is the article, folks. This came from Fox News Insider. And it says, a Florida restaurateur was shocked to find a note left by a disgruntled customer who was upset about the eatery's decision to play Christmas music in the background. The customer wrote that the music was offensive and asked that the owner of Michael's Tasting Room in St. Augustine consider playing holiday music or tunes that were less religious themed instead. Yeah, you little faggot. The restaurant's owner, Michael Lugo, said he was surprised that a customer would be upset about the seasonal decision. Lugo said that he is a Christian and he was not trying to force his religion on anyone, adding that it was scary that a note like that would be socially acceptable. He posted the note on Facebook, a decision he said was to protect his staff. Now, let me read this because here, there's an actual photograph of it here. This says, Christmas music was offensive. Consider playing holiday music or less religious themed. Yeah. So, well, folks, that's what it's come down to. We don't have Christmas anymore. We don't. We don't have our holiday. I mean, Christmas is the most sacred time of year for us. You have Christmas and then it's followed by New Year's. There is no other religion with a holiday that has two that come so close together, that means so much. And when these people trash our holidays and find it offensive that we are praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because they're offended, you know what? I have something to say to you. George, get ready. Put your paw on the button, George, because this is what I have to say to you. If you're offended by people who play Christmas music, here is a great big
F*** you.
You got that, George? Okay. Yeah, that's what I have to say. I am tired of these pansies that are offended by our religious holidays. And you know what? Find the one about Donald Trump and Merry Christmas. Yeah, let me have that. Let me bring it up here. Where is it? Okay. Now, on December the 9th, at a rally in Michigan, President-elect Donald Trump heralded what he called the return of the ubiquity of the phrase Merry Christmas during the festive season. We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again, Trump said, noting that over the past number of years, many department stores have kept their more secular decorations like fake snow, red walls, and bells, but they don't have Merry Christmas. And Trump appeared to echo some of the sentiments expressed by Bill O'Reilly in a 2013 monologue in which O'Reilly said he responded to comments by comedian Jon Stewart. O'Reilly said that in recent times, the secular progressive movement has instituted somewhat of a war on the idea of Christmas as a widely accepted holiday. In order to mold the country in their image, he said, the left must diminish Judeo-Christian traditions and get influences like Christmas out of the way because it stands in opposition to them. Well, amen. That's exactly what it's about. I mean, to those people, I mean, Christmas is nothing but a money-making proposition. They want you to buy the Christmas decorations, but they don't want you to say Merry Christmas. You see, that's what the whole thing is about. And it just aggravates the crap out of me, folks. You know, I went to a place this morning, and there was a wreath that was made out of the little Christmas balls. They're glass, okay? This whole wreath was made out of blue and silver Christmas balls. Well, that's not Christmas. That's Hanukkah. Blue and silver is Hanukkah. And it just disgusted me to no end that this place would have a Hanukkah wreath. Nothing to do with Christmas, just Hanukkah. So that kind of tells you who's probably in charge of that business, but come on, folks. I mean, this is the holiday season. And when I say the holiday season, again, I mean Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It is the Christmas season. Tis the season to be jolly. And I remember last year, folks, you remember this too. Donald Trump said, because Starbucks had taken this Christmas stuff off of their coffee cups, he said, we're going to bring Christmas back. And he's saying the same thing now as president-elect. He's not backing down. This man is going to bring Christmas back to all of us. And folks, you got to stop and think about this. What this actually means. What the left has done to us over the past 30 years, the things they've taken from us, saying Merry Christmas, so simple, saying something as simple as Merry Christmas is a huge victory for the right. It's a huge blow to the left because they don't want to hear anything about Christmas. They don't want to hear anything about Hanukkah. They don't want to hear anything about Eid. All they want to hear about is their secular crap, their garbage, their lack of faith. That this is the time of year when you should just buy presents for no reason whatsoever. And that's not what it's about, folks. It's about Christmas. It is about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The day that he was born and why it is so special. Why it is so special to us, and why this country was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. And I hate to put the word Judeo in front of there, but you understand what it means. What we believe in is a God that governs over us and keeps us safe and free from attacks from Muslims. And from the Soviet Union, when that was a threat. And taking time to reflect upon this time of year to put up a tree, a simple tree. It's a conifer, it could be a pine, it could be a spruce, it could be a fir, it doesn't matter. You put up a tree and you decorate it with pretty little ornaments, and you can choose to put a star on top or an angel, depending. And some lights, and a garland, and some glittery little tinsel. And your cats love to climb these, by the way. If you have cats, you have found out that they love to climb your Christmas tree. But that, folks, is what this is all about. It is the holiday season. It's the time when you put up your Christmas tree, and you put up wreaths. And if you're like me, you put a wreath on the front of your car, you tie it up with some wire, and you have this wreath on the front of your car, and you drive around town, and everyone knows that you believe in Christmas. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. And I gotta go to a break, but when I come back, I'm gonna continue my rant, and hell, I don't know, we'll figure something else to talk about, because, you know, I'm pre-taping this, because I am leaving town for the holidays. I'm sorry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I am leaving town for the religious holidays. And I will be back after the new year. So I have decided that I'm going to have some fun. And I am pre-taping the Christmas and the New Year's shows because, again, I'm going to be out of town. And George, pull up. Yeah, no, we're not going to go to commercial here. Pull up the something festive from last year's Christmas show. Hi folks, Tommy Freedom here with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. It's that time of year again when Borden starts brewing the eggnog and we all want a hot toddy. But just remember folks, during this holiday season, it's very important that if you're going to be going over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, that you do it sober. So I've invited a good friend of mine, Angus McLeod, to give you a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season.
Greetings, my friends. Angus McLeod here. When I drink and drive...
Whoa, stop. This is a PSA about drinking... Oh, against drinking and driving. We don't want to hear about you drinking and driving, Angus. What we need is for you, with your personal experience, to counsel everyone in the listening audience about drinking and driving, okay?
You've got it. I fully understand. Of course, there's an underlying message here. I'm sorry I missed the whole thing when I started from the beginning here. Okay, let me get it to you straight here, folks. Okay, if you're going to drink and drive this weekend...
No! The whole point here, Angus, is this is a PSA. That's a public service announcement against drinking and driving. We don't want our listeners to drink and drive. Do you understand that?
What? Well, then how am I supposed to get home? If I'm out drinking at my cousin Jody's place and I can't get home, I'm going over the river and through the woods. You're telling me I can't do that?
Yes, Angus, I'm telling you, you can't do that. That's the whole purpose in my bringing you on this show, to do a public service announcement against drinking and driving this holiday season.
Against drinking and driving? I thought I was promoting it.
No, you're not promoting it. Oh, for God's sake. Hey, folks, look, I apologize. I really thought that when I found this guy, he was going to have a story to tell about drinking and driving and spending 5 years in prison. But unfortunately, he hasn't learned his lesson. So I've pieced a few sound bites together here, which I hope will finally convey the message that I was trying to get through to you.
You must drink.
Get it? Got it? Good. Stay sober or stay home, or else Santa will place a very special poker chip in your Christmas stocking. This has been Tommy Freedom with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. Certainly a blast from the past. Hey, George, do you have the one where Santa came, he stopped by last year? Do you have that? Do you have that clip? Go ahead and run that.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, but it is something that we all face in this day and age. And, well, just last week I was telling you about how, you know, we all got felt up and scanned just trying to get into the gun show. So unfortunately, that is part of the times that we live in. But hopefully, at some point in time, this will change. Yes, I hear that. Yes. Yes, George. Yes, I think it was. I think that was Santa. He was leaning on the roof. I heard the sleigh bells, and I heard him leaning on the roof. Well, let's be patient, George. I know you're so excited, but let's just wait a minute here and make sure that was actually Santa, okay? Because, you know, at this time of year, there are so many things that could actually happen. But let's just wait and... Yes? come in?
Oh.
Hey, Santa! Hey, look, George! It's Santa!
Merry Christmas, Tommy! And Merry Christmas, George!
Hey, Santa! Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Oh my God, oh my God, George has been looking forward to seeing you all season, Santa.
Well, George. I have something special for you, George.
do you have anything for me, Santa?
Of course. But I want to give George his present first. Here, George.
Oh, folks, George is loving this. Santa is giving him this little package, and George is getting ready to tear it open. God, you gotta appreciate a cat just tearing open his first Christmas present like this. What'd you get, George? Oh, wow! It's a ball, and it's got, like, lights and stuff on it, and wow! You turn this thing on, and it just moves all over the place with these flashing lights. Wow! Oh, man, George is absolutely loving this. Well, hey, Santa, thank you so much for giving George this present.
It is my pleasure, Tommy. And here I have something for you as well.
Really? Well, thank you, Santa. I wasn't expecting anything. What do you have here? Oh, wow! Santa, thank you so much! It's a subscription to Field & Stream magazine. That is awesome! Santa, you know... Oh, wow, you know exactly what's in my mind. Thank you so much, Santa.
Oh, Santa knows exactly what Tommy wants. And George, too. Look at George playing with that little ball. Santa knows what everyone wants. And if you haven't gotten your list to Santa yet, make sure you get it to me by Christmas Eve. There's still plenty of time. A few hours left. Get your list to Santa, and Santa will make sure you get your presents on Christmas Day.
Well, Santa, that is so cool, and I thank you for stopping by. You know, you've been in the background, though. Come over here to the mic. Here, let me move the chair over here. No, come in here and just tell everybody what you want to say.
Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
Well, thank you, Santa. That was very nice, and I will definitely make sure the listeners hear this. And Santa's already gone, folks. He's out. He's on his way back up to the rooftop. So, there he is. He's back up on the roof. Wow, so, you know, Santa does not waste any time whatsoever. So, we hear him going. And, Santa's gone. Well, I hope that Santa stops at your house later on tonight. Well, folks, I hope that you enjoy your Christmas season as much as George and I have. And I know that Santa's going to stop by your house. And I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As we fade out here, the Christmas song you hear is Joy to the World by Steve Morse. Once again, everyone, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Tommy Freedom and producer George here at Freedom Rings. God bless.
Well, that was the blast from the past. I'm going to leave you out here with Crap for Christmas. You'll love it.
Just when I think you know me, and I give you credit for being on the ball, Christmas rolls around and I open your gift, and I see you don't know me at all. So if you don't listen to anything else that I have to say all year long, pay close attention to this, because this is my real holiday wish. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas! Forget the clapper. I don't need to turn my lights off from bed. And I don't want a Chia dog, a Chia sheep, a Chia cow, or a Chia head. And don't get some movie on video that's been marked down to $3.99. You wouldn't watch this piece of junk. Why do you think I want to waste my time? Now here's something that cuts me to the bone. You order a subscription to Sports Illustrated, you keep the magazine and give me the stupid football phone. And I don't need ads of steel, buns of steel, Richard Simmons deal a meal, or absolutely anything made by Ron Popeil. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
I don't need a radar detector, a compass, or a dashboard Jesus, or my intestines bound up by a box of Hickory Farm cheeses. I don't need a Showtime oven that cooks like two ducks, 12 garlic bulbs, and a turkey, or a food dehydrator for dried fruit or beef jerky. And please, no wall-mounted or countertop spice rack, or the ab roller, ab slide, ab rocker, ab dolly, or the torso track. No calendars featuring supermodel bimbos or babies in hats, and no Christmas music by the Jingle Dogs or the Jingle Cats. And ask me my size. I'm tired of shirts and my fingers don't even poke out of the sleeve. And hey, isn't this the fruitcake Uncle Mike gave you last Christmas Eve? And if you're even remotely thinking about getting me that singing, joke-telling, wall-mounted bass, just remember what that rhymes with, because that's where I'm going to stick it. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
All right, listen up. I don't want anything preceded by the word decorative. Anything that comes with a stuffed bear or a troll doll that says, I love you. No electronic devices that when you push a button, they say things like, hey, stupid, or up yours. I don't want a pasta maker, a bread maker, a juice maker, a waffle maker, sandwich maker, salad maker, label maker, beer maker, wine maker, sausage maker, ice cream maker, pastry maker, salsa maker, coffee maker, or a sun tea maker. If I want that stuff, I'll buy it. I don't want anything that chops, beats, grinds, purees, minces, or slices, cubes, shreds, blends, separates, juliennes, or dices. No 2-gallon bottles of generic shampoo. That was 10% more. And nothing advertised with the slogan, not available in any store. You know, they say it's the thought that counts. So instead of making me cringe every year with what you bought, let's call it even forever and stop at the thought. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Forget about the 1-pound Hershey Kiss or the big book of lifesavers, and no smoked almonds and a dozen different obscene artificial flavors. I don't want a magazine subscription to Field & Stream, Sailing, or Understanding Zen. And I stopped wearing pajamas when I was 10. And if you're thinking of anything from an infomercial by Tony Robbins, Body by Jake, Don DeBree, Mary Lou Hanna, Suzanne Summers, or Billy Blank, I get 2 words for you. No thanks! Here's something not to get me. A coffee mug with a slogan that says something like, don't talk to Bobby, he hasn't had his coffee yet. You're an idiot!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!